This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 4 p.m., celebrating our 19th anniversary, which means, I guess, that 7 p.m. we're in our 20th year, right? Is that how that works?
That's right.
Love it. And, yes, we're going to plan a gigantic party for as, like, I want it to be super inclusive. Well,
whatever we're doing exactly 1 year from now is going to be awesome.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
I did that earlier when Becky was in here and you didn't take the cue.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even hear
it. You left him hanging looking stupid.
I did.
In front of the boss.
I did. I said, it's awesome. And I looked over at you and
said,
you were just
Chico
looking.
Stick. And I'm like, Becky's like, why do you want a Chico stick? I don't even think they make those anymore.
Dang, Rachel.
Join me tomorrow night at Cyberg, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. For brown sugar bourbon. And everyone gets free cocktail. They make beautiful, gorgeous cocktails, perfect for this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Mid Rivers Mall. So yeah, come on out. Say hello. Have something to eat. Have some wings.
Man, no, you just said this time of year, it is full-blown fall out there.
Oh yeah, man.
I know. It's pretty nice.
Rach, thanks for making the 19th anniversary traditional chocolate cake.
You are so welcome.
It was really good.
So good.
Thanks, guys.
I'm off the wagon today.
You deserve to be off the wagon.
Yeah. It'd be kind of crazy if you were on the wagon
it's
right
gonna
now.
Be...
Is it inappropriate to joke about what we were just going to joke about?
It's okay with me.
Okay. So we have...
I mean, I'm the one who told the joke.
Yeah.
So
we have someone right now who's coming in from the darkness and creepy world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make one of us up.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one that has any time to be made up is Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And so
we're in here.
Because we're in here. So right. He's going to do his best with Andrew. And Rach is like, well, I can't really do it because I have to run the board. And Dave can't do it because he's doing this. And Tony's like, well, I can't do it because I'm going to a funeral tonight.
Yeah.
And then he's like, then again.
I said, if they did me up in zombie attire and then I went to the funeral home, what would happen? And I said, the guy would run out of the office and say, another one got loose! Another one got loose! Yeah, it's terrible. It's a horrible, horrible joke. If my wife was listening right now,
shoot him! Frank, it's happened again.
I told you to lock the door.
Funeral laughter.
Oh, boy.
Yes, yes.
You'll hear about that
yes.
one tonight.
Yeah.
There's a topic of conversation.
I hope they're just all there right now and
listening. Headlines?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. And the big headline at Schnucks this week, save money with exclusive coupons on the Schnucks Rewards app. Look for 100 new coupons every week. Getting a lot of really great tweets.
So, over the weekend, no, today's Wednesday. It's not even close to the weekend. Yesterday or the day before, was at Schnucks, had like a, it was a very small, went up to get like two things, and the checker said, you have enough points in here, you just want to just pay for this, you know, pay for the whole purchase? And I was like, nope, I want them to keep piling up. And she said, you have the most points of anyone I've ever seen.
That's great.
That's what Zach said. He said, I've never heard of that many points before.
Piling them up.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Speaking of things that are awesome, man, this reminded me of Sue. Somebody tweeted this at me earlier today. A woman was killed and a suspect is also dead at a Santa Barbara home belonging to Tarzan actor Ron Ely.
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 Yes.
Sorry, I knew I was going to say that wrong. I already forgot how you say it.
In other words, Ron Ely is still alive.
Ely, yes.
Ely.
Tarzan is fine.
Yes.
So Sue was boarding a flight home already, even though she just got to Barcelona yesterday.
Yeah.
She was ready to rush back to Ron's side.
I don't think that's her Tarzan.
Mm-mm.
But
she says this is her Tarzan, but we all know
it's
animated
it's
baby
it's
Tarzan.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is crazy. A guy broke into a home, killed this woman. He was hiding in a closet. He posed an immediate threat to the deputies who responded to the scene. So he was shot and killed when they arrived.
Ron Eadley couldn't just take care of business.
Well, he's 81 now.
He was Doc Savage, too.
That's what I was just looking up. So he's 81.
But Tarzan is okay.
Who's our other boy? The other Tarzan? Your guy?
Miles O'Keefe.
Miles
O'Keefe. My boyfriend.
Yep.
He's your boyfriend?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because
really he embarrassed himself in front of
he has the single greatest male physique ever in the history of the world.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he was at a Comic-Con that I went to, the only one I've ever been to, and no one was talking to him. And so I went up, Max and I went up and talked to him.
Like, have you seen this body? Go get in line for an autograph.
And he was super sweet. He's very shy. I talked to him for an hour and a half. And at one point he goes, man, you look like you really work out. He's like, what do you do?
He said that to you?
Yeah. And Max goes, oh, geez. Like, this is going to be unlivable.
Can you see that, Rich? I mean, he does have a body.
He does.
He was the Bo Derek Tarzan.
He's very cut. Yeah,
he doesn't still have that body.
He does not. Not when he was looking at me saying, how many push-ups can you do?
Yes, the Bo Derek Tarzan. He looks a lot like Kerry Von Erich, for all you professional wrestling fans out there. Miles O'Keefe.
Was he hitting on you?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I wish. Because I would have been his.
Okay.
You get a chance to sleep with Miles O'Keefe, you do it.
I love that nobody was talking to Miles O'Keefe. And you were like,
oh, yeah.
Can we go and see him?
This is my chance.
And you know who else was there? It was David Naughton, who is the star of American Werewolf in London,
mm-hmm.
who is also not getting a lot of attention. And I talked to him for quite a while.
Nice.
He did not ask me about my workout regimen.
He didn't comment on your body.
He did not. How'd you get that butt?
Literally, when I was promotions director and we were talking about creating the GloverCon event, and we were having real meetings.
Real meetings.
Real meetings.
Let's get the Gorn.
About, who can we get to come to GloverCon that, you know, that we can afford, but also has a big enough name and make it legit? And the first person Dave said was Miles O'Keefe. Well, we got to get Miles O'Keefe.
We need a giant name
like
Miles.
He is the cornerstone of the event.
Yeah. Here's I know it's radio, but here's me walking in to this Comic-Con, not really wanting to be there, but like being paid to be there and, you know, going for a favor for a friend. And I walk out just like this. Max is like, what's going on? I'm like, Miles O'Keefe.
Miles O'Keefe.
He's like, who's Miles O'Keefe?
He has the greatest male physique I've ever seen.
Yeah, we were buddies, though. We talked for a really long time.
I bet you did.
Yep.
All right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is set to endorse Bernie Sanders for president. What does it matter whenever a politician who is technically lesser than you endorses you for an office? I mean, I get that it's a big deal because she's a hit with millennials and it's a vote of confidence there. But in general, does that generally happen, or is it just because she's such a rock star among her people?
I would imagine that most freshman Congress people, no one gives a rat's ass.
Yeah.
You know, who you're going to endorse or not.
But anybody popular in the media is going to get asked that question.
Yes.
Who do you endorse?
Yes.
And she's definitely going to get asked that question. So she has officially said so now.
Edwardsville, Illinois just passed a 10-cent paper and plastic bag fee that will take effect on April 1st, 2020. Just putting
Which
it out there.
Which means that for every plastic bag you get, you have to pay 10
you
cents?
You have to pay.
Interesting. This is a related story. Lawmakers consider balloon ban. I said balloon weird, didn't I?
Balloon
ban.
Balloon.
That's how I said it to Miles O'Keefe.
Yeah.
Do you like balloons?
He's like, what a body.
How many push-ups can you do, Dave?
Look at you.
As many as you need me to, Miles.
It depends. Are you on top of me? they're
like
banning balloons in Massachusetts.
For the
environmental.
You know, I have always wondered if we're so environmentally conscious, but then people do take balloons and just let them go in the air. Like, well, they're going to come down at some point.
But we won't see it.
Yeah, exactly. And the stupid, they're not stupid. I think they're beautiful. But whenever people take a paper lantern and let it go on the beach or whatever, so pretty. Well, you could burn something down and that's a lot of waste. So I don't know.
You're a won't fun matter. Ruiner, aren't you?
Yep. I just like to think of all the ways that fun hurts people.
I always like to manage. Trap a squirrel and set it on fire. I like to...
For a celebration.
Yeah.
We're doing 19 of those tonight after the show.
19 squirrels with DGS shaved into their side. You light their tails on fire and you just let whatever happens, happens.
I love pouring salt on slugs. Watch them disintegrate before my eyes. It's like I'm God.
Hey, okay. It's deer mating season. So that's going to increase your likelihood of hitting a deer or having a deer run into your vehicle, especially in the state of Illinois. Last year, there were more than 15,600 deer vehicle crashes in the state of Illinois just
last year.
Isn't that crazy?
There's a lot of horny deer getting hit.
Speaking of going back to the balloons for just one second, none of that will matter soon
because
we are almost out of helium.
Oh, man, this is an ongoing story, isn't
what?
It?
What? Mm-hmm.
We're running out of helium.
We are the world is running out of helium.
Hey, I know Andrew's being made up right now as like a killer clown or something.
Yeah.
But could you guys find the helium bit? I wouldn't mind hearing that from the best of CD.
Oh, yeah.
I'll try to. I'll look for it.
Okay, thanks.
He is busy. He's becoming a killer clown as we speak.
Yeah, but it's very serious.
That's very serious.
And we can't make
more helium.
We can't make more helium. Helium is it
made inside stars.
It can be it is made naturally, and it takes millions of years.
Yes.
For it to
a lot of heat
be created. Yeah. So once we're out, we're out.
This is a stupid question, but what do we use it for besides balloons?
Nothing.
Balloons.
Is that not enough?
I was just wondering.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, it's gone forever. Well, if we just lose the balloons.
Make me a bicycle clown. No, I'm sure there are other smart guy uses that we don't know about.
And I think it's just a bad idea to run us out of anything.
Out of a
natural gas, an element, yeah.
No more hydrogen.
Yeah.
California becomes the first state in the nation to mandate later start times at most public schools. It will now prohibit middle schools from starting before 8 a.m. and high schools from starting before 8:30 a.m.
Big fan.
There are schools starting before 8?
Oh, yeah.
That's like, wow.
Sound like Duff Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And deputies in Florida asked a man to quit calling them about his stolen marijuana. A Florida man repeatedly called 911 to report that his roommate had stolen his weed. They said, dude, we don't want to mess with this. Just stop calling us about it. There's nothing we can do.
I wonder what percentage of 911 calls are things like that.
I don't know if they just report on it a lot, but it seems like a good
lot.
Percentage.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 425, celebrating 19 years on the air officially today. Dave Murray's been a part of all 19 of those years. Dave, good to see you. Talk to you.
Good, 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 good. That's a milestone.
It's just
simply a milestone. And a lot of people probably don't realize how difficult that is in television or radio.
Well, thanks for being a part of it for all the 19 years.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
And we've met once.
That's right.
That's amazing.
That was so surreal. That was like a dream.
I have a surprise visit, though. I'm planning a surprise visit.
Nice.
And it involves the winter forecast.
Okay.
That's
great.
Ooh, how does that for a tease in November?
It's awesome.
That was one of those big letdowns of my life because we'd built
Meeting
it up.
Dave?
Yes, because we'd built it up so much, and I was so excited. And like, are we going to hug and all this kind of stuff? And Dave Murray comes walking in the door, looks at me and goes, I thought you'd be taller. It was just like someone let all my air out. I was like,
That's great. That was a fun day.
It was really fun.
I thought you'd be less of a dick.
Well, it's like,
no, you didn't.
You guys only talked on the phone for 18 years.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I had this idea of you built up.
Hey, you don't have to pile on here.
One of the funniest bits ever was at the DGS live show a few years ago when we had all the testimonies from different people talking about Dave Glover and the Dave Murray testimony was a picture of a telephone and then Dave's audio playing over it instead of an actual video testimony that like everybody else had done. Hilarious.
So it's cold as hell.
Cold.
Yeah.
We're chilly out there.
Yeah, we should be upper 60s, 70 this time of year. We're in the 50s today. Tonight, 30s, but above freezing. No frost, pretty dry atmosphere. But I think the city could get down to 38, 39 degrees. Suburbs, 36, 37. That's a little chilly.
Yeah.
Then tomorrow's gorgeous. Only a couple of degrees warmer, 62. Friday, a little breezy, up to 70. Cold front comes in Saturday. So Saturday will bring a lot of clouds. Chance for a few showers. I don't see a lot of rain, but kind of a gloomy day on Saturday. And then Sunday's beautiful, partly sunny, and let's say 60 or 60, 61, 62 for the high. Next week, there's going to be a big, big storm system developing out of the Rockies into the northern plains, the Great Lakes. That's going to send a very strong cold front our way. So the winds are going to get strong and gusty early next week from the south. Then the front comes through with rain and even some thunderstorms. Getting a little concerned about some strong thunderstorms as we get into Monday night, Tuesday night. It's a little iffy on the timing, and then much cooler air again coming in behind that for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. Long, long range for you.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you guys do this? So John Wayne Gacy, who killed 33 boys and stored their bodies at his home.
I don't think I could do that.
I disagree. They bulldozed his home back when it happened. They built a very nice, beautiful home. It's now for sale. It's on the same property. I still couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't either.
No, me either.
Rach, you seem to be thinking about it.
Well, did they get rid of the graves?
Well,
the boys are still there.
They weren't buried there. They were just killed there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he buried them.
No, they were murdered
there.
Yeah,
but what if he did bury one or two and they didn't find the body?
That's what I'm thinking probably happened.
And you're gardening, you know, you're putting in a garden in your nice new house and, oh, no.
You two are dinks.
Did they
get rid of the graves? Like, okay, this horrible pedophile, he dressed as a clown, he killed 33 boys, their bodies are strewn about the property.
Put them in a shallow grave here.
Look, let's just bulldoze this place and concrete over them.
Yep.
No one wants the skeletons of their young boys back.
All right.
Did they?
It was a dumb question, I'll admit. I don't know, though. Probably
no, don't admit to that.
Horrible things happened.
Yeah, Dave had your back.
Horrible things have probably happened
missed
everywhere.
A couple.
So.
Put in a tomato garden? No, they're not going to miss a couple. It's John Wayne Gacy.
All right, here's the question.
There's a lot of places to live on this earth, and I don't need to live there.
That's good true. Point. I could get not wanting to buy the property and move in there knowing that, but let's say you found out another John Wayne Gacy type lived in your area, in your neck of the woods, right where your house is built, and you find out 5 years into living there, do you move?
That's a good question.
Yeah, well, because the real estate agent doesn't have to divulge the history of that.
It's called the Gacy Clause.
We do this all the time. I think they do.
I think they do, too. I think if somebody dies in the house, it may be different state to state.
I think it's state to state, Dave. I think you're right about that.
You've got to be told about it.
I don't think so, not everywhere.
I think it's murder.
I don't think everywhere.
I just said that like Don Knotts and the Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
I think it's murder.
That and balloons today.
Somebody call Sue.
I think if Grandpa dies in bed, you don't have to say anything. Or if you think it's haunted, I don't think you have to say anything. But I think if there's some sort of a murder, you do. Murder! I love how we're just giving opinions and we don't really know anything.
Essentially, yes.
I think Dave is right that it's state by state. And
I think it's a law you have to say it like that. Like if a couple really is enjoying the house, you're like, well, I'm glad you like it. I think it's priced fairly at $516, but there was once a murder. And
kind of blows the plot of every haunted house movie out of the water, though. Like,
yeah.
Because they always find out 2 weeks in. Oh, man. 17 people were killed? I had no idea.
That happened to me one time. I can't give the details because it's local and the people are still, I'm sure, maybe living here. Mm-hmm. But I found my dream home. I mean, my dream home.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up not buying it and then finding out that there was a double suicide hanging in the basement. There's no way that place isn't haunted. Mm. Like, I would ever get a wink of sleep.
Yeah, at least it wasn't murder.
So, in Alaska and South Dakota, murders or suicides must be disclosed only if they happened within the past year. In other states, the laws are less black and white. A seller may need to disclose the information only if a buyer asks. To understand the death in a home disclosure regulations in your area, you should get in touch with a local real estate agent. So it sounds like it really is state by state, that there is no uniform law.
I told you about when I used to live in Forsyth, and I lived in a beautiful duplex. The owners lived upstairs, and I lived downstairs. It was just absolutely stunningly gorgeous. And when Nick's mom and I broke up, I stayed there. And right across the street was this old lady. And I used to go visit her and sit on the porch and talk to her because she seemed lonely. And you know how spooky I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And one night, we're sitting there, and she looks at my house and she goes, "They laid them all out right there in that front room." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, what?" She goes, "All three of them were laid out right there by that window." And I said, "Who?" Ooh. And she said, "Before... a long time ago, there were three sisters, spinsters, she called them, who lived right there in that house, and they all died in rapid succession, and they laid them all out right by that window."
Wow. Like,
you old bitch. So then I had to cross the street and live there. And
listen to this one. In California, sellers must reveal if a death in the home has occurred any time in the past 3 years, including death by natural causes, although certain types of deaths, like those from AIDS, cannot be disclosed. What is that?
You can't tell.
If a death has occurred in 3 years, they have to tell them about it, but there are certain death exemptions.
It's weird.
Like from AIDS, which cannot be disclosed.
I wonder if it's because of the
like a
stigma.
HIPAA kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does say, in pretty much all of these examples, though, if a buyer asks...
You got to tell them.
You got to tell them.
So was there any murder? What about AIDS?
Would it bother
you? Let me ask you this.
Get your voice up a little higher.
Yeah, sorry.
Murder. I think we got a deal here, but I got one last question for you. Was there ever a murder?
What about a death from AIDS?
What about just a natural death? How much does that bother you?
Oh, not at all.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that bothers me because I think more and more people are choosing to do that.
Yeah.
Die?
Die in their home.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. What about a funeral home? A converted funeral home?
It's a big house.
What, into an apartment complex?
No, there are lots of places that used to be funeral homes.
We could sleep lots of people.
Yeah.
Could you do it?
No.
No?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to. Did they get rid of all the bodies?
That was so funny. God. Did they clear out all the tiny boys' skeletons?
Did they get out the graves? Did they move the graves?
No, strangely enough, it's they made it part of the decor. It's very creepy.
In fact, you have to sign a agreement that you will keep the graves.
Don't disturb the murdered boys' graves.
Bones everywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, have you seen this story about the storm quakes on the bottom of the ocean?
No.
Storm quakes?
Yes.
Storm quakes.
Scientists have discovered a mashup of two feared disasters, hurricanes and earthquakes, and they're calling them storm quakes. However, they're very rare. We shouldn't be worried about them all the time, but they can happen.
What are the odds of a hurricane going over an exact location that there is a underwater earthquake? What are the odds? First of all, you take about 80% of the globe and say, okay, that's never going to happen.
Right.
Sounds like fake news to me.
Sounds like the polar vortex to me.
Mm. Add it to the list of stuff that Dave's not buying.
Sounds like a Bombo.
Super moon.
What's the Bombo? Bombo Genesis is legit.
Bombo Genesis. That's legit.
But what was the
other?
It was a Bombo cyclone.
Cyclone.
Right? It was Bombo cyclone that people were saying.
That's just dumbing it down.
Bombo Cyclone.
So, do you have a picture of Taliban?
I do. So, next up, we're going to talk to the people from The Darkness and Creepy World. And they sent over a makeup artist to... I thought I was going to get my creepy makeup done. But they said, no, we got to do a guy. So, we sicked Andrew on him. And he he sent me a photo of himself in zombie makeup. And it's pretty creepy. We're going to post a before and after to the DGS Facebook page.
Cool.
If you guys want to check it out.
All right. Let's do it. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Coming up top of the hour, we have Brian Kilmeade. We're celebrating our 19th anniversary today. Larry Kirshner is here. Known Larry for a few years. Owner and operator of The Darkness and Creepy World and the Limp Caverns. Good to see you again. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you doing?
Good. So, how many years ago was it, Tony, that we did the shoot in the darkness where I ate the zombie?
Yeah. 5 years ago, maybe?
Probably longer than
Six, 7 years ago?
But it was so cool because they're haunted houses, then they're haunted houses.
Yeah.
And if you've never been to the darkness, you've never really been to a haunted house where they have invested millions of dollars into Hollywood. Because I have a 14-year-old daughter now. Who's not been into a haunted house. I promised her to take her to your place. And I'm like, you don't get it. We're talking about like Hollywood level effects.
Yes.
It's not just people jumping out.
The only place that you ever asked me to take my shirt off during a shoot.
Nah, you know that's not true.
Okay, you're right. That's been asked a lot.
So how long have you been doing all of this?
Well, I started like out of high school, believe it or not. And, it was a place called House on Haunted Hill. That's where all the haunted houses used to be. They were like Imperial Kimswick. And then they migrated away years later. But so I started there. And then it's a funny story. That guy, I built his haunted house up. It was another guy's haunted house. And I worked there. I did everything. And I got it up to like from 8,000 people to like almost 40. And he fired me. And then he didn't pay me. Which is a common thing in the haunted house industry, not getting paid. And, it was very transient. And so he didn't pay me, and he says, I think I'm going to do it myself now, because now it's so successful, I don't want to pay you anything. And I stumbled on this building downtown. It was the old Welch Baby Carriage Factory. And it was all boarded up, and it turns out the owner of the baby carriage factory says, I have signs for sale because I'm trying to scare away unions, he told me. And I'm like, okay. Anyway, we ended up doing a haunted house in there, and we came up with a name because it's still on the building to this day. It says Sunlight Factory. And the building has over 500, windows, and they're all boarded up. And you can't see nothing in there. And there was holes in the ground where there used to be conveyor belts. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a guy who worked for me fell into one, and then he fell in a chute. I mean, it was like right out of a movie. Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, he falls down the chute. And anyway, so we said, man, how could this be called the Sunlight Factory? It's like complete darkness. And that's where we came with the name The Darkness. And then eventually, years later, we bought the building next door. We built onto the building, and then we bought the building that was connected to ours, and we've turned the whole thing into like a horror, and then, of course, we opened the escape rooms. And then on the bottom floor of the one building, we manufacture attractions for people all over the world as well. So, yeah, that's kind of sort of how it all got started in a nutshell.
I'm glad you brought up the escape rooms, because I know it's October, we're talking about haunted houses, but that the idea of the escape room, like, that's really caught on and is something that is really cool that you can do all year long. It's great for groups. Could you just kind of talk about how you got into that and how people can go experience that if they're looking to do that?
Well, this haunted house industry is like changed a lot over the years. One of the things people don't understand is the haunted house industry is a 100% American export industry, okay? Mm. Halloween is not popular around the world, but what has happened is haunted houses have become the way to celebrate haunted, for amusement parks all over the world. Everybody's doing haunted houses now. And so this is the way they've celebrated Halloween, is going to haunted houses. They don't do trick-or-treating. And so we've been a big part of that, exporting stuff, all over the world. And anyway, to make a long story short, the haunted house industry has this, like, I call it like, it's a tree, it starts off as a twig and then it has branches. And so many, many things have, come from it. Like, remember zombie runs for a while?
Yeah.
It's like all these different ways to do attractions based on horror or Halloween. And so I really feel like escape rooms is kind of something that came from it. And so we have four escape rooms, but we're building our fifth one. And I'm going to invite you guys to the debut when we're doing Wizard of Oz. And so the kind of a difference between us and like some of the other people open escape rooms is like, you know, ours are high tech and high detail. But, you know, we've done theming projects for, I mean, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, I mean, you name it, and we've worked for them. And so everything we do is we try to do like high end. But I think you guys would really dig the cellar because it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
And you actually have to put your hand in something. You get your hand ground off.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun.
Right up my alley.
And then we have another one that you would really like. It's called the Haunted Hotel. And this is really fun. We did a project in New York Times Square for this place called Jekyll and Hyde Club. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It was like a horror-themed restaurant and had all these Disney-style animations. Well, they went out of business, and I ended up buying all the animations. So each one of them is like $100,000.
Wow.
And so I built the Haunted Hotel, and I put five or six like Disney-style, like multi-motion talking animations, including like a lady in a globe, just like in Disney's mm-hmm. Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
You would really like that.
What have you learned? Because fear is so primal. And you can go into a haunted house and come out the other end, and the 14-year-old goes, oh, that sucks. That wasn't scary at all. You've been doing this for so many decades. What have you learned about really, truly scaring people?
Well, you know, what I've learned is nothing's really changed, okay? Because, like, if you had your wife and she doesn't think you're home, right? And you know she doesn't know you're there. And you go, I'm going to scare the hell out of her, right? And you just don't do it right away. You just, like, you know, let it simmer a little bit. And it's like she's really comfortable and she might be doing something. And then, boom, you jump out. And then she's like goes nuts, okay? I mean, we've all had those experiences, whether it was, you know, with a spouse, a relative, whatever, a friend. And it's all about, you know, people not expecting something to happen. And so haunted houses have changed drastically because in the old days it was strictly, you know, you built a themed area and then you relied 100% on actors. But now when you come to the darkness, for example, the floors fall out from underneath your feet. Okay. Stuff drops on your head. There's areas where you have to squeeze your way through. I mean, it's just like all different ways, like, so people are really afraid of these squeeze walls because they're claustrophobic.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Got two of them right here.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Sudden noises. It's just like if we were sitting here and we're talking and two cars getting a wreck, you know, you're going to jump. Okay. And then obviously people are really afraid of the dark. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so like when you go to Lemp Brewery, we have a huge section where it's so dark, you can't see anything. And people are screaming and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know if they're going to trip on something. And they're just really scared. And so a lot of this stuff is the same, but you've enhanced. I'll give you a perfect example. When I first started, this is a true story, okay? So when I had my first haunted house, I remember sitting in my bedroom. Okay, I was living with my grandma. And I had a scary, you know, album or a cassette tape. And so I played the music on a two-way, you know, you had the two, you know, where you could play it and record. And so I would go get the biggest, longest cassette tape. You know, I was like, oh, it could do, you know, 2 hours. So I would record the same thing over and over and over and over again on one side. Flip it, record it over and over again on the other side. And so on the audio for the haunted house was one stereo. And then when the audio would go off, you'd scramble downstairs to flip the tape to the other side and press play as fast as possible. Okay. And then it evolved in where you could get endless loop cassettes where you could do one sound and you could play it over and over again. So then you could have individual sounds. But now technology is allowed for, you know, for about $300-$400 and a foot pedal and a loudspeaker. You can press on a foot pedal. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get loud noises. And so, like, if people go to, like, YouTube, for example, Universal Studios Horror Nights is famous for this, right? So all their actors really do nothing. They put on a Chucky mask or whatever, and then they move around. And really all they're doing is stepping on a foot pedal. And so the audio for that character is being played out. In the old days, people would, like, go home, they can't talk. You know, at Universal Studios Horror Nights, you just press a foot pedal and they don't ever say a word all night. In the darkness, we have several scenes where they, you know, can step on a foot pedal. So let's just say, for example, you come out with a shotgun. You know, it's like, well, where are you going to get the noise? You know, you step on a foot pedal and then boom, you know. And so there's a lot of things you can do with sound that you couldn't do when I first started.
What are the age limits now? Like, how young can you get in?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, because that's – which is really weird this year. The most common question that I used to get was, can they touch you? Can they touch you?
Right,
can
right.
they touch you? Okay. You know, and so it's like that was the number one question. Now it's all like, do they have to be accompanied by adult? Because, mm-hmm. you know, times have changed.
Yes.
So now people are more PC and people are more like, my kids, you know, I just got to make sure,
yeah.
you know. And it was way different, you know, when I was a kid, of course. So that's the number one question I'm getting this year. I have a 17-year-old. They have to be accompanied? You know, it's like, no, there's no age restrictions. And anyone can go in, okay? We put the warnings out there, and we yeah. let them know what they're going to experience, and they can decide for themselves.
Gotcha. Is there one website to go to get all the information on all of them?
Yeah, scarefest.com, and that has the information for everything.
And is it open now? Is it all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're open all the way through November 2nd.
Excellent. Thank you, Larry. Good to see you again.
Hey, no problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.